Welcome to Too Much Rock, podcast number 579. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track from the Airport 77s, a band from Silver Springs, Maryland. That song is called Christine's Coming Over, and I think it's the lead track to an eight-song album, EP, who knows, called Rotation, that the band self-released themselves, I think digital only. I found that on Bandcamp. They've got a couple of singles out now, also digital, but with the backing of Jim, so I think they'll be releasing something physical soon. That release there is a little silly at times. That song there feels a little novelty, and a lot of the album feels a lot more novelty. But musically, oh, you can't complain about that, can you? Just perfect power pop. Sorry I missed you last week. Technical difficulties. I'm fighting through some things. But I've got good music for you today. I got 9 tracks, in fact, so let's see if we can get them all in. This is Fortitude Valley with the song All Hail the Great Destroyer.
Yeah.
very nearly perfect tracks right there, ending with The Seams from Toronto, Ontario. The song I played was called ADHD, and that's on the Meet the Seams album that came out in 2016. I believe that was the band's debut, available as a 10-song cassette from Hand-Drawn Dracula, or you can get that digital only, which is what I did, from Bandcamp. And it popped up on my list from somebody I follow. I don't know who they are. They don't know who I am, but I'm piggybacking on their excellent taste there. I love that song. Very good jangle pop. The whole album isn't all jangle pop, but it's all good. So you want to give that one a listen, make sure it works for you, but then pick that one up. Before that, we heard from Fortitude Valley from Durham in the UK. The song is All Hail the Great Destroyer. It's on the band's self-titled album, which will be out this Friday, October 29th. On FICA Recordings. Just a fantastic project there from Laura Kovic. You know her from a lot of different bands. But this is the best thing she's ever done, and it's the best thing that anyone in the band has done, which is saying a lot because it includes members of Martha, who I love. But this is just a fantastic album. There are such great songs on here. Don't even listen to that one. Just go buy it. I mean, if you like that track, buy it. Buy it all. Anyway, let's continue on here. Here's a track from the Shadrachs. This one's called From Human-Like Forms.
Seen black against the fog and snow, with rising moon your iris glows. My hands are numb, bony and white, I sing to you of my delight. Stone will smell of its mother earth, and we are of this universe. My heart yearns for comforts close and quiet, our love begins in silent private. Distance under a tree, I leant in and kissed you. I tell you, you look like you belong in one of Edvard Munch's paintings, with long red hair the same color as mine. You say it's fake, it's just been dyed. Your mother loved you, but your daddy wasn't there. Did you like him at all? Did you even care? As much when feelings arise, they're shady in touch. From crystals to come, the message is clear. An illusion will shape you a life of fear. My brain's in liquid, 40%. My thoughts are filled through a golden tint. My feet are bare, my toenails uncut. I look at your face, it's perfectly formed. The air is thick, it's close and heavy. Your legs are long, thin, white and sexy. I'm feeling so good, yeah, I'm feeling like I won. I'm feeling like my life has finally begun. We'll be right back.
there's no question that garage rock is the sound of Halloween, right? I'm not sure why that is, but it is fact. No discussion. We just heard from Teenage Cave Girl from Austin. The song I played was Space Girl. It's on the band's album Candy Cigarettes, which they put out themselves in June of 2019. And I think you can still get that on vinyl, and I'm sure they would appreciate it as well. Normally, I'm not a straight-up garage duo sort of band, but the song's just so very good. I like that one a lot. Before that, we heard from the Corettes with the song Trash Can Honey. That's on the band's album Back in Mono, which came out just last week, October 15th, on Damaged Good Records. Another duo in the garage. This one feeling a little more 60s, got a little more production to it, but equally as good. So two winners there. And then we started the set off with the Shadracks with a song From Human-Like Forms. That's the title track of that album. It came out August 13th of this year on Damaged Goods Records, a band from Medway in the UK. Shout out to my friend Ed, who's also in Medway. And that's an album that I don't like. You know, I heard one song and I thought, oh, it'd be pretty good. But it does too many things and it doesn't do any of them well. If they could have just focused on one thing, maybe it would have got me. But it feels a little stale. So, and that's kind of how the podcast works. Every week, I just get new music. I listen to it and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep you coming back week after week. Anyway, more music here for you. We're going to leave the garage and we're going to go straight to the basement. This is Nature Boys from Kansas City.
Hey!
Oh, we can get loud here in the basement in Kansas City, let me tell you. That was Bummer with the song Barn Burner, or parenthetically, You Boys Quit Whipping Those Whips. That's from the band's new album, Dead Horse, which came out October 1st on the venerable Thrill Jockey label, that band from Kansas City. And it's not my thing. You know, it's just not the genre that I feel, but they seem to be doing really well at it. And, you know, I feel that song. I can feel that, and I wish I was in the basement to get some of that sweat on me, right? Before that, we heard from Nature Boys with the song Pyramid. That's on the band's new album. I believe it's their fourth album because it's called Four. That came out on Dead Broke September 23rd, though the vinyl just started shipping, this week or something. So if you're waiting for that one like I was, now you can pick that up. I know it's at area record stores. So a couple Kansas City bands that I've seen in basements doing very well with very solid releases. Anyway, we're out of time here, so let's wrap things up. I want to let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast, number 579. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, there's a couple things you should know about. On the 24th, Nice is playing Farewell. That's a six-band bill on a Monday. God help us all. On the 27th, William Elliott Whitmore at the Record Bar. On the 28th, Major Matt Mason is part of a great bill at the Mini Bar. On the 29th, come back to the Mini Bar for Mensa Death Squad or head out to the Bottleneck, see Jordana on the 29th. On the 30th, you have your choice of Nature Boys playing Blip. That's a benefit and their release show. Or go to Lemonade Park. I think that's the season finale for Lemonade Park. See Wig and the Tricks with a stacked lineup out there as well. Peering in November, we see Wills Van Dorn at Mockingbird on the 3rd. On the 6th, Military Gun, that was at Revolution Records, has been moved to 2232. If you don't know where that is, well, ask a punk. Hey, I'm a punk. On the 6th, Apocalypse Meow is at Record Bar. That's a digital-only stream. On the 7th, John Hyatt at Knuckleheads. Also at Knuckleheads on the 12th, Chuck Prophet. And on the 14th, Nick Lowe. 14th, I'll be at Casket Lottery at the Record Bar, though, I think. On the 15th, Julian Baker at the Granada. 15th is also Cloud Nothings at the Record Bar. And Teenage Bottle Rocket at the Record Bar on the 16th. And there's things after that, but that should give you enough for the next few weeks. There's your planning right there. Lots of new things on the website, so let's go through them real quick. There are photos and video of the Nation of Language and the Once Show, of the Drugs and Addicts, Colfax, Speed Queen, Wayne Payne, the Shit Stains, of the Scout Gillette, Other Americans, Bell and the Vertigo Waves show, and of the Bad Ideas, Polymer Mercies, North by North, and True Lion show. And I've got other ones that just even aren't up there yet. It's been a busy time for shows. Anyway, one last track here for you. It's going to be a palate cleanser after that bummer track, right? Here's one by Brian Eno, with some help from John Hopkins and Leo Abraham. The song is called Emerald and Stone. You can find that on the Small Craft on a Milk Sea album, released by Warp in 2010. A friend says this is her favorite fall album, and I can feel that. So drift off to this one. Think of some crunchy leaves and some cool winds. This is Brian Eno. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.